Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Of vibrational sound healing, and Tara Sonsold, a senior instructor at the Tamodo Academy. And we're going to start off the segment by just learning about sound healing, which I find fascinating. Welcome, Fabian and Terrace.
Thank you.
Hi. Good
yeah. Morning. I have to tell you, I did some research on the web, and there's so much information out about sound healing that, in fact, I feel more confused than clarified.
It's normal.
I would say in the last 7 years, there's been an explosion, and now you can type, you can Google tuning forks for healing your husband, for healing the prostate, for becoming famous. There's a tuning fork for everything now.
It's very confusing. I mean, I guess it helps you buy lots of tuning forks, right? I mean, if I want one for my husband and my pancreas and whatever, I need like 15, 20 tuning forks.
It's become a big business, which I guess means that it's successful, but it certainly was not how Fabian Maman started out.
Yeah, so tell us, how did you start out? I mean, because you actually are the real deal, because you've been looking and studying this for 30 years, am I right?
Yeah, actually I was a musician and I was just in tour, and it just happened that I met scientists and acupuncturists, and suddenly the whole panorama changed for me. Mm. But I started as a musician.
Mm. And so what happened?
He was in Japan and he... you want to tell the story?
Yeah, I was in Japan. We was waiting to do a concert with my quintet, and we arrived a little bit exhausted because we did Paris, Moscow, Tokyo. So we got two sunsets in the same day, which was kind of fine.
Wow.
But we arrived kind of exhausted 2 hours just before the concert. And so I asked the desk of the hotel, can you send a masseuse to relax the musician? And they said, well, they're all busy, but we have an acupuncturist. I said, what's that? And I said, so I didn't even know what it was. So the guy came and he just put me down on our back, all the five musicians face down and the legs. And in 20 minutes, we start to feel really good and we did a fantastic concert.
Wow.
I decided to learn acupuncture just to stimulate my musician before the concert. So that was my first motivation.
No, oh, well, I'm just astounded that you're like, okay, sure, I'll have a guy put a bunch of needles in my back. I don't know you, but that's okay. I'm actually impressed. So
and
what
then when I came back to Paris after this big tour of 2 months in Japan, I came back in Paris and I decided to learn acupuncture. I thought it would take a month because the guy arrived with a little box of needle, and in the other side he has a little bottle of alcohol and a piece of cotton. And I said, I can do that. And it took me 7 years. I never went out of the school. It was so fascinating. And my first master was a fantastic man who not only teach acupuncture, but astrology, astronomy, energy field, chakra, and meridian, aura. So I could not stop to learn. I was still continuing to do concerts once a month just to pay my bill. But I was fascinating about what I was learning. And after so many years, suddenly the bell ring and he say, okay, Fabian, you learn all what I can tell you. Now you go and heal people. I say, heal who? In my mind, I was still a musician, and I was terrorized to heal people. Of course, in the meantime, I was doing less and less concerts because my musician could not wait for my craziness to be satisfied. So they went to play with other people.
He took 6 months off to go to the Sahara Desert and spiritual experiences. So the musicians weren't going to hang around.
Yeah, there are not a lot of concerts there, I guess.
No.
Then I kind of married. I came back to my first love, that was music, and I married music and acupuncture. And in my mind, I start to make association. And the first day I opened an office in Paris, I was still a little bit kind of funny to be an acupuncturist or a healer. So I put an ad, the plate in my door, acupuncturist for musician only. Then this way I thought I will screen the people that will come. I say, well, if a trumpet come, a bass player, a drum, I know kind of what kind of problem they have, so I can deal with that. And that's how I start. And actually, I knew like 100 jazz musicians in Paris. They all was very curious, and I thought they will come. But the first guy, he did not come. He came himself. He sent his son, 5 years old, with his mother, to check me out. And this little boy has a sore throat. And for sore throat, in acupuncture, you pick the thumbs, the lungs meridian, and the index, mm-hmm. the large intestine meridian, which is really painful. And I said, man, I'm not going to do that to this little boy. He's going to jump to the sky. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for help from another world, and suddenly I see my guitar case on the corner of my office, and I don't know what fly picked my brain. I just jump on the case, open it, and then my fork that I used to have to tune my guitar fell on the floor.
Mm.
And the idea came. I took the fork, and instead to put the needle on this point, painful, I vibrate the fork, and I put 3 times each time the fork on the point of the little boy, and his sore throat melt.
Wow.
So that was my first acupuncture session was actually an acupuncture sound tuning fork session, and that was how I started.
Wow.
And he left. A week after, I have all the guy of his school wanted to have a sore throat because they wanted to feel the vibration of the fire. So I became very popular, and I have all the kids. But I did not earn any money because I say for kids, it's free.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's how I start. And then slowly, you know, the first year I did everything with one fork. Also using needle, and it took me really 7 years to do the first chart of correspondences with each organ, each meridian, and the different musical notes. That's how I started.
Mm. So
and
when
that's
you said
1981.
Wow. Okay, so what was the correspondence that you were finding between the musical notes and the? Because you said it took 7 years to kind of understand.
Yeah, so I you know, in music, you have like 12 basic half tone in the scale,
mm-hmm.
C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, etc. And you have also 12 meridian, 12 organ in the body. So it was very tempting. So mathematically, it was, of course, very logic, but then I have to take the pulses, make the sound, check the pulses after to see if the energy rise up or down, if I was right or wrong. And what do you put where? You know, why you put an A on the liver and not an F on the stomach. So that took a lot of time to check what frequency go in which meridian and check the pulses before and after.
This was happening at the same time that he did his sound cellular research, which actually was the beginning of the revolution of sound healing as we know it today. And I don't know, CJ, if you want to get into it in this segment or the next segment.
That's actually, I want to hear all about your research in the next segment. But okay. Just to wrap this one up, tell me about, so it sounds like what you were doing is trying to make association of these 12 basic half tones with the meridians. And so
if I may, Fabienne, to help wrap it up,
sure.
Fabienne, started as a musician, then he went to acupuncture. So in acupuncture, there are five main elements with five main notes. He created the 12 notes for the 12 organs of acupuncture. But he wasn't satisfied with that. He then created modalities for the chakras, for the subtle energy field, which we call the aura, for the seasons, for the stars. Fabian's work over 30 years goes from a cellular level up to a cosmic level. And each of his techniques he has researched for at least 7 years and corroborated, proved from various angles, either mathematics or astrology or Chinese medicine or music. So it's ball of wax, which is what he calls sound healing. And sound healing for us is based on the paradigm that sickness and health starts in the energy field outside of the physical body. Yeah. By the time the physical body gets a sickness, like a lung problem or a kidney problem, we have been sending negative energy of emotion or mental into our aura for at least 20 years. We've been building a nice house of negativity around us, and Fabien created Tamado Academy, which uses sound, color, and movement to clear the auric field. So essentially, sound healing is a piece of what we do, which is overtone. It's all acoustic sound, which creates space and clearing in the auric field. And when there is clearing, when there is resonance with where we belong in the universe, is health.
So you're using these tones, and I actually have to wrap up, but I will try to summarize it again. So it's like you're using these tones to kind of clear the energy in someone's aura so that they can resume health.
Yes, exactly. And it takes silence and overtone, and we can talk about that in the next.
Okay, we will talk about the next. This is just so fascinating. All right, thank you to both of you in educating us on sound healing and the possibilities of it. And I just find it fascinating at how you approached it in such a scientific and mathematical way, of which we are going to find out more when we get back on the 30 years of research and what you found out on what happens on a cellular level. Folks, if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then friend us on the Fire CJ page on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. That sound does work, doesn't it? I feel all peaceful. This is CJ Liu. Welcome to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we are so lucky to have Fabian Monman, the father of vibrational sound healing, and Terrace Unsold, a senior instructor at the Tamado Academy. And they are going to share their 30 years of research in, I guess, in 10 minutes or less. Welcome back, guys. I know it's hard to summarize in 10 minutes or less, but so tell us, first of all, I want to learn, we had asked you to send over an MP3 and we had listened to it in the beginning of the show. Tell us what that sound clip is all about.
That's from his seasonal harmonizing concert, and it is the summer concert, and it is the cycle of fifths.
Okay, so what's supposed to happen to me energetically when I listen to that music?
The cycle of fifths is a more stimulating of the interval because it's a scale made of fifths, five notes to five notes. So it's a more stimulating and regenerating interval. There is composer, like classical composer, that compose sometimes using this scale, like Debussy, Ravel, not very much. But I use it in sound healing because, for example, between two acupuncture points, between two chakra, I use a fifth interval to stimulate and I use a third interval to sedate. So it's very precise.
It stimulates and also expands the piece in particular that you're listening to. You get a great sense of opening and there is relaxation because relaxation happens when we have space that we're allowed to breathe.
Right.
And I actually could feel that when I was listening to the music. I'm like, wow, there's something. And actually, the pauses in between, there's this kind of like anxiety that there's a pause and then a relaxation into it. That's at least my own experience with that song. It's fascinating.
Yes, so the resonance really happened between two sounds. In the silence of between two sounds, that's when it's happening, the resonance. And the resonance is what healing you. The principle of healing is not in the sound itself, but it's in the resonance, in the overtone, the emanation, like little river of sound that come from the main sound, because that's the fine particle that come come into the subtle body and go to your aura and later penetrate the body.
Mm.
That's why sound healing has to be really soft and subtle. When you want to say to somebody that you love her or him, you don't scream. You don't say, "I love you." You say, "I love you." So more it's soft, more it penetrates faster and more deeper.
Mm.
And sound healing is like saying somebody in the whispering in the ear, "I love you."
Mm.
So you don't want to bang a drum or bang a gong to kill the person. Because you will have the contrary effect.
It's very hilarious that we're speaking about sound healing on the radio, which is counterintuitive, because
yeah.
if we were to have silence on your radio, people would think that somehow you got disconnected. So there's a need to constantly fill the space.
Yeah.
But in sound healing, it's actually completely opposite. It's the space between the notes.
Oh, fascinating. I'm just going to do my self-analysis. That's where it made me the most anxious to hear that.
Well, you can come and get a treatment in Seattle.
I think I need a treatment. All right, so tell us about your
research.
We'll
make you be silent for an hour.
Oh, God, no, please. I went for a silent retreat for 3 days, and actually, you know what? It took me about 3 days. I went actually for a silent retreat for 7 days, and it took me 3 days to calm down, and then I kind of went into it. But so tell us about your research. What were the original hypotheses that you had come up with your research, and what did you find?
Let me introduce it for you,
yeah.
Fabien.
Yeah, sure.
In 1981, Fabien was in Paris, and he was more or less wrapping up his professional music career and becoming an acupuncturist. And while he was in Japan, he had noticed that when you perform, the audience does not clap. And he wondered what was going on a cellular level inside the audience, that they were enjoying the music when they clap at the end of the 2 hours, but not during the concert. They're very respectful and quiet. And so he wanted to study that on a cellular level. And he found a biologist to work with in Paris. And for 3 years, they did sound cellular research where they took photographs of the electromagnetic field or the aura of human cells under a microscope having an impact from acoustic sound. So you played a tuning fork or a double bass or a guitar or a xylophone, and he found through these amazing color photos, which we will show in the East-West Bookstore, which you will tell your readers about when we're coming up in May for the lecture, and we'll show the beautiful slides that more or less revolutionized sound healing as we knew it today. It documented the power of acoustic sound.
And the thing is, we do one note at a time. One sound at a time. It's not a music with a melody. You do one sound through a human cell, you take a picture and you see what it does. You do another sound, take a picture and you see what the result is.
Change. Mm.
And when you see the photo, there is a change in shape and color in the energy field. Each sound has a completely different effect on each cell.
Interesting. So what did you find as a correlation between the shape and the color and the sound?
So that's, I established a sort of map, which is my map, and from that I start to teach in the academy. I create the academy after this cellular sound experiment. So there is color that corresponds to sound, and I make the synthesis with Chinese medicine. It will be too long to explain on the phone, but that's what I did. I have the map now with color and sound and shape.
That's what he'll show in the lecture.
Yeah,
Okay, got it.
So there are two findings that are very, very important. So one is that if you sing the note A440 into your cells, the cells turn pink. Systematically. So what you can derive from that, and this is back in 1981 before anyone was talking about cellular consciousness or reprogramming, is that Fabien more or less proved that the cells have consciousness. How could your blood cell know that it's A440 that is being sung to?
What's A440? Sorry, I'm sorry for my ignorance.
It's the pitch of when you do an A. It's a pitch. For example, here I have, close to me, I have a guitar. If I do this sound. Okay, that's an A. And he vibrates 440 times in 1 second. It's the rate of vibration. If I do a D or an E, he vibrates higher or lower. The number of hertz that in 1 second the string vibrates. So that's called A440. The usual tuning fork is A440. When you go to an orchestra, they tune with A440.
But okay. Is there interesting that the orchestra tunes with a note that makes everybody's cells turn pink?
Yeah, that's...
So what is the relevance of pink? Why pink, and what does that translate? What does that mean?
Well, pink is associated with love, and it has been proved in color healing in my academy that it is a more healing color existing. It's a sort of pink magenta, Indian pink, and associated with A do wonder in healing. So that's an amazing thing.
So that was one finding. The other finding that was just outstanding and the most important photo is... the cells responding to your fundamental note. That each person, you, CJ, has a fundamental note. And when you, your cells receive the resonance of the fundamental note, your cells get very happy and they turn into these mandala shapes of vibrant colors. And if you come to the lecture, you will see the fundamental note of a couple people. That inspired Fabienne to start Komodo Academy, because if you can make cells in under a Kirlian camera turn that vibrant, he wanted to find different techniques where people could become the most vibrant they can.
I see. So then in some ways how you would test this in a scientific way is you would play that note and then look at the shapes that were created from the aura. So when you start seeing that mandelic shape, it's like,
Then you know it's your fundamental note. Yeah. And you can, once you know your fundamental note, then you can start to have, you'll find that the classical music pieces or whatever music you like is usually in that key.
Isn't that fascinating?
So then your whole life, like maybe you live with someone who's not, it's not a good interval with your fundamental note, and Fabienne will talk about that in the video.
I'm sorry, I have to divorce you because you're not equivalent to the fundamental note I need.
Well, we suggest that you come to us before you get married and just do the test and just see if you're, you know, sound compatible with your partner. Because the first couple of years you don't notice it, but then, you know...
Wow, yes. So it's a different sense of being harmonious with your partner, huh?
Exactly. I mean, the first 2 years you live with somebody, you are blind, you are deaf, you don't see, you don't hear anything. And suddenly when things get funny, you start to hear all the details that you don't like. Oh, I never heard his voice. What? And suddenly you find out there is a real dissonance in the sound. So love can cover everything and heal everything. But when it takes off, then we are in trouble.
But then you just get a dog that kind of modulates the interval, or a refrigerator. And then you have an interesting jazz chord.
So as long as that dog or the refrigerator's around, you and your husband can be compatible.
It is possible.
Exactly.
Okay. So how does one... So is there any correlation between one's fundamental sound and what they sound like?
Yeah. Voice? First of all, there is the pitch, the sound itself. I mean, the frequency, high or low. But also there is a timbre. The timbre. It could be... You can be, according with your temperament or your typology, more sensitive to metal sound, wood sound, string sound, which are associated with fire, drum sound, which is associated with the kidney, etc. There is different timbre of instrument in an orchestra. And generally, there is one pitch, one frequency on a particular instrument, like cello or violin or flute or string instrument, that is absolutely 100% healing power for you. And that's what we try to find for the people. That in the technique of Tamado.
So if you go to, and your website again, it's tamado.com. Tell folks how to spell it in case they want to go and take a class.
AMA-DO.com. And we are a school, and we teach sound healing, color therapy, and Qigong.
Okay, so folks could come. So it was one of the classes that you teach, a way for people to tap into what their fundamental sound is?
We do that in level two. There is three levels in Tamado. We don't do it right away, but we teach the basic. We teach how to, the different Tamado technique with color, sound, and movement. And then when they are a little bit advanced, then we give them the fundamental sound to know how to use it.
There's
a little bit of science to do it.
Now, in your website, you talk about a lot about how sound can get you to your essence or your true nature. Is it related to this fundamental note, or is it, how does that all fit together?
The sound is connected with so many. The sound is in is a mirror of everything that you are.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
okay, did you feel a space opening and a stimulation and expansion? Well, that's exactly what's supposed to occur. Hi, everyone. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ.
For those of you that are listening to CJ, you may notice that she's starting to slow down.
I know.
That healing is working. By the last segment, she's going to be like crawling into your ears. We've gone from totally amped to almost being able to listen to the nature. This is good.
I have Fabian Mammen and the father of vibrational sound and Terrace Unsold, who are basically hypnotizing me, they've told me, to slow down and heal me all during the show. I love it. I get a healing during a show. I love that. That's so cool. So I am slowing down. It is really amazing. It works.
We always tell our students that when they start to drool, it's really good. But the cool thing about, you know, radio, they can't see your drool, so that's even better.
Yeah, I'm actually drooling all over the place right now. I have a towel underneath me.
That's the power of nature.
All right, so tell me about that, and I was sharing with you during our break before, that everyone is like, I am the father of vibrational sound. I did some research on Google Plus, and I said, well, I'm talking to the father of vibrational sound, and people are like, I am the father of vibrational sound. So there seems to be a long history of sound therapy with lots of different spiritual practices, religions, cultures. Tell us a little bit about the history and how you fit in the whole picture of sound theory and sound healing, rather.
I am a little bit special in that because I am coming really from pure music. I was a musician, and a lot of sound healers generally, they are not really musicians. Mm-hmm. So my approach is completely musical in the fact that I am sensitive to sound itself, not only to music, but if I do a sound in my guitar or on the piano, I really feel the expansion. And when I was doing my tour in Japan, where they did not clap hand at the end of the concert, it's like playing, they did not clap hand at the end of each piece, they clap at the end of it after 2 hours at the end of the concert. It's like playing in silence for 2 hours. So that completely changed my approach as a musician of performance. And when I came back to Paris, I said, well, I want to know what a normal cell respond to a sound despite the culture, if they are Japanese, Chinese, American, or French. Mm-hmm. And that's why I did the cell experiment. And I started to take picture of sound and to see exactly what it was. So my approach is dictated by exactly very precise sound, have a precise effect, building a precise energy field, having a precise color response for each sound, each instrument. So it's different. Most of the people in music therapy, they use music, which is okay. So music, it can be relaxation, music therapy. But they don't use sound isolated like I do.
I think that what he's saying, CJ, is that in music therapy, they work with the ear and the brain. So their concept of sound healing is that you listen to a classical piece of music and it makes you feel happy. And when you're happy, you can have healing effect. Because Flavien comes from a more, you know, structured acupuncture background, his idea of sound healing is that there is a specific structure that works for the entire energy field, which is the full human being. We're not just a brain on feet. We're not just a physical body. We have chakras. We have an aura. And because of his sound cellular experiment showing the impact of acoustic sound on human cells, on the aura of human cells, he could extrapolate that we would have the same result with acoustic sound on the whole human being. And so that's why he set up his structures. And his structures are based on the classical tradition of music, mathematics, Chinese medicine, Aikido, astrology, astronomy. He always proved his theories from three different sciences instead of, I just felt like it, or my guides told me, which is, and I think it's important for your listeners, if they are interested in sound healing and they go to a teacher, ask the teacher, where did they get their knowledge?
Right. So it's that makes sense.
It needs to have been researched. And Savien is the only one that actually went into the biology lab and did the research. Research is not taking pictures of other people's books.
I think in my last book, The Tao of Sound, there is a lot of answer to people that are really curious. It's a big book with a lot of photo and charts. And the new generation specifically should know about acoustic sound, because my own son, who is 20 now, just turned 20, he used to be always in iPod and all this. They need to know the danger. iPod should not be beyond 80 dB, because after 15 minutes of 100 dB or 105 dB, you just damage ear for life.
Wow.
And they need to come back. They need to stop electronic so high because of the compression that damages their ear. They need to come back to acoustic natural sound. And for the new generation, this is very important. If they don't come back to natural sound, they will forget the nature. That's why they go away of the five elements, away of the nature, away of the natural approach to the universe, because they are just with a tiny box and a little iPod on the ear, and they are isolated from the rest of the world. And slowly they will develop a sort of individuality, not needing anybody or anything. So they separate themselves from the nature. And the real music is just acoustic. I mean, when you go to a jazz concert, or a classical concert, or a folkloric concert with live music, acoustic, non-electric, non-electronic, no synthesizer, then you really enjoy, because like you say before, you hear the cycle of fifths on the piano, it just penetrates your body. It penetrates your aura, change your mind, etc., etc.
Okay, so you've just generated 1,000 more questions for me. We actually have to wrap up the segment. This is the fastest segment ever. Okay, well, we're going to come.
Let me quote Fabienne. The essence of sound healing for Fabienne is that through a specific acoustic sound structure, we bring human beings, nature, and the cosmos into healing harmony. The universal energy field becomes one. I think Fabienne is all about relationship.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to, one thing that I wanted to talk about is on May 4th, you are going to be at East West Bookshop in Seattle, and you can go to eastwestbookshop.com and sign up for the class on May 4th. And
May 4th is a lecture at 7:30, and the workshop is May 5th from 2 to 6, and you will get to know what it is to experience acoustic sound in every cell of your body.
Wonderful. And folks, if you have a question, call us at 800-930-2819 and make sure to friend us on the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation
Talk Radio. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. I've just traveled to the cosmos and back. welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. You've just been listening to some of the magic that Fabian Mommen and Terrace Unsold create with their work at the Tamado Academy. And welcome back, guys. So we were just talking about... Gosh, there's so much. I feel like I could interview you guys for like a whole year and still not get enough. This is fascinating. Let's do that. Okay. So I want to go back. We talked about the five elements and seasons and Kodotama. Did I pronounce it correctly? Mm-hmm. So tell us how all this stuff fits in with the sound. How did you merge all these wonderful ideas together?
Well, Kodotama is an ancient Japanese practice of pure sound, and Fabian was initiated into it from his Aikido master, Sensei Nakazono, when he was studying to be an acupuncturist. And it is a way of, it's actually been around for 2,000 years. It started up in Mongolia and ended up in Japan, and it's based on sound, the vibrational qualities of vowels and consonants, and how you can actually define the entire universe through sound and space and rhythm and vibration instead of from the spiritual structure of organized religion. It's very spiritual for us, which is why Tamado, our academy, is called the Way of the Soul. And it's a way to access within our soul, within our physical body, within our chakra, within our aura, our whole subtle being, the true essence of who we are, just like Fabian did in his cell research. So the way to light you up, just like you do in the CJ show, you light people up by giving them these inspired interviews, is we light them up with acoustic sound and color. And how we will do that at the East West Bookstore on May 4th is that we will have the people lie on the floor and we will play the simplest sounds that anybody can do, like the drop of water in a dish, or a branch rustling in the tree, or a rock, a stone hitting another stone, or shells. It's natural five-element sounds in the nature, and what happens to you as you're lying on the floor is you go into a shamanic journey back into yourself. Because what people have forgotten, and I think this is fundamental in the Tamado healing paradigm of sound, is that we are the five elements. We come from the earth. We come from the water. We've come from the wood. We come from the fire. And it's very important that we are reawakened to who we are. And we do that with the sound. And then the color adds a spiritual aspect because the color is pure light. And at one point in time, we all came from the light. And so when you have a red silk or a fairy essence that I've created with orange, you are reminded again of the greatness and grandness of you are and your place in the universe. You're not just your little stupid person with your little problem day to day to day. You expand. And for Fabienne and I, healing is expansion so that there is room for us to regenerate.
All right, so I just have you talk continuously.
Yeah, I just keep talking. And see, we've almost got her. I'm working up for a minute of silence here on the show. It's a phenomenal experience. We call it Tamado harmonization, and you will learn how to do it in the workshop at the East West Bookstore May 4th.
May 4th, and then May 5th.
Actually, May 5th. I'm sorry, from 2 to 6 p.m.,
we do use also, besides the five-element sound that Teres was talking about, we do use also real instruments. So for musicians, they will not be scared to use an instrument because not everybody know how to use branches and drop of water.
That's my specialty.
Yeah, that's more the shamanic approach. But we kind of merge the shamanic approach with the musical instrument. And there is a real map, there is a protocol, there is a... We are following some musical structure very easy. And the other thing I wanted to do, that I connect the sound of Kototama, which is a science of pure sound, with the organ and meridian in Chinese medicine in acupuncture. So I kind of put everything together, and that's the agreeable side of the technique in Tamado. The healer need to have fun also in a way that each session is like a discovering and a research. So we don't have any routine things of for this you do that, for that you do this. It has to be alive. It's like the sound. The sound is always alive. Acoustic sound. If I do, for example, this sound. So you can feel the vibration alive. Going from the instrument to your body and going inside of the organ. The key in
we could have done that for 1 minute. It's still ringing.
The key in sound is resonance. You need something that resonates. And it's the same with people. You feel a resonance, then you are attracted to people. If you don't, you go away.
Can you go back to that note, Fabian?
Sure.
Can you hit that again? What you're hearing is a fundamental note that is struck, and the wave that is the overtone that goes from that little note all the way to the stars. And it's a complete opening of vibration. And that's where we live in Tamado, is how to find an overtone with everything that we do in our relationship, in the tuning forks that we use in the acupuncture meridians, in the elemental sounds or the musical instruments for the chakras and the aura, the harmonizing concerts that we do for the seasons. Everything that we do, there is the overtone and the wave, where there's no separation between us as a little human being to the cosmos.
Actually, the distance between the stars, between the planet, is measured in harmonics, not in miles or kilometers. They talk in the NASA about harmonic distance. So it's interesting that music is still present all the way to the star.
I love that idea. So that note that you just played went all the way to the stars.
Yeah.
Because it keeps
and it
going
will go
and
back
going.
Again. And it will, and as it comes back again, it's like an echo and a resonance, and that's how we feed on the message from the music of the spheres, from the cosmos, from the stars.
Yeah, we try to be in resonance with the universe, whatever it is around us.
And that's what we think is sound healing.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to lie on the floor and listen to your music.
You're very welcome.
East West Bookstore. So again, it's May 4th and May 5th, folks. Go to the eastwestbookshop.com. Go to the your website. Tell us your website URL again.
Tamado.com, TAMADO.com. We have an 800 number, 615-3675, if you want to call and ask us any questions.
And also, we have a bunch of classes, I see, that are happening throughout the whole year.
We are heading towards Switzerland. We're doing our summer intensive in Switzerland, and also a shamanic journey to study how to sing to the fairies, the trees, and the elements of the
world. I want to come.
Well, come.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know what? We can do it. You can do it live from under a waterfall. This is
that's just too good. Thank you so much, guys. This was so fascinating, and I feel like the clarity is now arising, because seriously, there's so much on the internet about sound healing that I just walked away completely, utterly confused, and I feel more clarity now. And my head feels good.
Oh,
I feel relaxed from your music. So thank you. Thank you again so much. Thank you to the folks at WBLQ. Tune in next week when we honor Earth Day. Actually, the whole month of April is going to be in honor of Dennis Hayes' Earth Day. And we're going to have four shows about the environment. And we're going to kick it off with Keith Swanson, who's going to tell us all about the meat that you eat. You'll be surprised. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness.
Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.